Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This is Kevin Deers. I am here with Cynthia Nishi from Despise You, from Gasp. This is our first video interview ever down in L.A. What part of L.A. are you in?
I'm in Alhambra, which is like, I want to say northeast, maybe by Pasadena.
Okay. All right. Well, I see you got the Dodgers shirt. How bad do you miss Dodgers baseball right now?
You know, it's been a sad world around here. You know, no sports, and I'm sure that's with the rest of the nation. So,
oh, yeah,
we're just kind of waiting around.
Yeah. So we talked last year right before you guys did Northwest Terror Fest, which was awesome. Unfortunately, uh-huh. Northwest Terror Fest 2020 had to be canceled or delayed.
Yes.
It's going to be going on next year. Your normal life is you're a hairdresser. How's life like? Just, I mean, obviously, you know, you can't really do that with the everything that's going on right now. So you're probably home. How are you staying sane? How are you staying safe? And how are you passing your time?
I've been doing yoga every day. I'm doing a 30-day yoga. So I do that at 1:30 every day. Just yoga, abs, cooking a lot, trying new recipes. Reading. I mean, you know, I can't rehearse. I mean, I should be dabbling making some songs, but yeah. You know, it's just such a shock, you know, it's a shock to everybody, you know, at this point. So we're just playing kind of like the waiting game of, you know, just making sure everybody's safe, staying home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a luxurious prison deal, I guess.
It's like the longest snow day without any snow, right?
Yeah.
It's like, damn it.
It's been snowing out here too, and I can't even go to the mountains.
Really?
So, you know, it's kind of, it's really, you know, I can't go hiking. I can't go to the beach. I can't do anything. Grocery shopping is nerve wracking, you know?
Yep.
So yeah, I'm sure that's how it is in your side of the world too, right? I mean, it's kind of, we're just playing the waiting game right now.
Whenever I go to the grocery store, I put a mask on. I feel like I'm about to like get into like an early 2000s pit and like start spin kicking people.
Yeah, same here.
Like
I went to three stores yesterday just to try to find stuff because a lot of things are out, and you know it's like crazy how we have to be on survival mode and just trying to make recipes work, and you know toilet paper is still an issue out here, so.
Yeah, you're going to have to start bartering for toilet paper.
Like,
all right,
yeah.
I got this turnip. Give me a toilet paper. And people will be like, all right, I need this garlic. Now trade for half a stick of butter. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So
what have been some things that you're cooking for yourself? Start trying to become like kind of creative. What are your go-to?
Well, my roommate is keto, so you know I've been trying to make some keto meals for her, and you know I'm vegetarian, so we're just trying to like make things mesh. And I mean, you know, I do cook when I can, so it's not really like a chore. It's kind of more it's you know, just part of like, you know, the calming thing that we can do is to just be able to cut vegetables without being in a hurry. You know, there's nothing but time.
I mean, yeah, what are we in a hurry to? It's not like we're like, hey, I got to get to that concert or I got to go, you know, to work because, yeah, we got time.
Yeah, definitely. I've been walking a lot. I walk the dog, you know, so just walking. Yeah, that's what all I can do at this point, and just checking in on everybody. Doing a lot of Zoom, you know, just Zooming in, having happy hours Zoom with my friends. And
nice.
You know, went to go see my mom for her birthday, but we couldn't hug. You know, it was just a strange situation. But we just make it work. That's all we can do.
Yeah, that's absolutely. And I got to ask, though, how stoked is your dog right now? Your dog's got to be really pumped that you're home and giving him all the attention, right?
Well, I'm a dog auntie, so, you know, I mean, you know, it, but she is part of family, and she's been getting, she's beat.
Oh, yeah. She's like, I want some alone time now.
All the walking we've been doing, we're doing long walks, and like, you know, she's just, she's enjoying, you know, she's enjoying and just having a good time and watching us yoga. And
yeah,
he's probably like, when the hell are you guys going to go to work? Yeah, she's trying to have her alone time, and we won't give it to her. So yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. How about you? Do you have any animals?
I don't have any animals. My girlfriend has a cat, and I've been trying to spend as much time with Wasabi, the cat. And, you know, I think he appreciates it. Uh-huh. But at the same time, you know, cats like alone time, I think. And they're kind of
very
like,
independent.
They're like,
they're probably like, when the hell are you going to go to work?
Right. So have you been able to like catch up on any binging on any TV shows or movies or anything? Anything you would suggest?
Well, I just started Ozark.
Ozark's
just pretty cool. Just watching just random documentaries, you know, catching up on that. I don't have like a favorite right now at the moment, but you know, just been trying to catch up on all the trend, except for Tiger King. I don't think I could do that one, but you know, just been trying to, you know, watching a lot of comedy. You just watched that Chappelle one. The award that he won. So it was really cool to watch that, and just trying to keep it light, you know, and just trying not to watch the news. And I do already know people that have Corona, so it's just kind of like, whoa, you know, it's like it hits home when you know people that actually has it. So
absolutely. So like, you know, if you do get kind of, you know, stuck in that like negativity of like the news and, you know, if you're having a bad day or if, you know, there's too much bad news, what is an album that you would suggest that helps you kind of cope with things? Maybe something that's like a soothing album for you, or even just like an album that's like a therapeutic to you.
Well, I say in the last year and a half, I've been listening to this band called Kurungbin from Houston. And yeah, they're actually, I want to say they call themselves kind of like a psychedelic, Thai jazz kind of, you know, I like it. I mean, it's not for everybody, but you know, they're actually really good band to listen to. You know, I still listen to a lot of like the usual stuff that I like, you know, I like Fanagram, and, every so often I'll hear like a metal album or something, but you know, yeah, that's what I've been doing. I want to make some music. It's been kind of hard for that.
Yeah.
What kind of like a writer's block type thing, you know, it's like, I don't want to make anything too sad, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's just kind of just trying to stay neutral. Cause then if you fall into that spot, you just kind of go that way, and I don't want to do that. And not working, it's just kind of it's a lot of work not to work, actually, you know, to say the least.
If you just get stuck in that depressive hole, then you sooner or later you just find yourself becoming Morrissey, and you don't want that.
Oh, we haven't gone there. I haven't gone there yet.
Yeah, right.
But
there's a little bit of a lag, but I just wanted to reintroduce, this is Cynthia from Despise You and Gasp. Yeah, just a couple more questions for you, if you don't mind. I have been asking this to a couple people, and I'm curious for you because, you know, you're into all kinds of different stuff from Slayer to, you know, you just said Fantagram and some jazz that, you know, I'm not familiar with, but you said from Texas. So definitely going to have to check that one out. What are four albums that changed your life for the better?
You're kind of cutting out right now.
To the better?
Yeah. What are four albums that changed your life?
I don't know, you keep cutting out. I'm so sorry.
It's all good. It's all good. It's my fault.
That changed my life. Depending on what time period of my life, I guess I could say. I still listen to a lot of Cure.
Okay.
So I guess we could talk about being sad, you know? Yeah. So, I can't really think of four albums on top of my head, but. Okay. And I can't hear you at all, so.
All right. Sorry about that. All right.
I can't hear you at all, so I wish I could hear you.
No problem. Hey, Cynthia, thank you very much for your time.
No, thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Sorry about that. Have a good one.
I'm sorry I couldn't hear you, but thank you so much. You stay safe, okay?
You
too. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.